something crossed my feed yesterday. I was following all the news immediately after Attorney Karen Conti left the show, and I was like, oh, I wanted to ask her about this. And so gracious enough to come back today. Karen, how are you?
I'm doing well, Anna.
This happened. Okay, so I saw this, and I thought, I got to ask you about this because this shocked me. Can your employer require you to get a COVID vaccine, require you, or fire you if you don't? And my initial reaction, my response in my head was, no, of course not. But I'm not sure that that's the correct answer, and I hope you can explain it.
Yeah, I think from what I know, the employer can absolutely require you to have a vaccination. And, you know, there's nothing, I mean, you kind of look at this, Anna, as what would stop the employer from doing that? Is there a law that's in place that says an employer can't do it? Because employers, as I've said on your show many, many times, have a lot of authority when it comes to the workplace and can regulate the workplace how he or she sees fit. And as long as it's not discriminatory, as long as you're not saying, well, all the women have to get it, but the men don't have to get it, as long as it's equally and fair and it's done fairly, an employer can probably do it.
Hmm. I saw in the articles I was reading about it that they can look for specific medical conditions that might be reasons to opt out,
sure,
or religious reasons. I don't know if
right.
people will be coming up with these or if they don't want it, because if you've seen the polls, the recent Gallup poll just last month, 42% of Americans still said they would not get this vaccine. A lot of folks are skeptical about it.
Well, and you know, you have a right not to get it, but then an employer doesn't have the obligation to hire you. And yes, if you claim a true religious belief that says that you can't get vaccinated, then the employer can still fire you or not hire you, unless it's something that they can accommodate with just a little bit of cost to the employer. And I think something like this would be deemed not to be something that the employer would have to accommodate. I think that despite someone's true, and I'm talking about a true religious belief, that they don't want medical treatment, I think the employer could probably say, but regardless of that, we don't have to accommodate you because of the potential of danger in the workplace by you not getting it. So, yeah, even given some of our freedoms here, the employer might still be able to rule the roost here and create an environment where everyone has to be vaccinated.
Would they be able to vet if it's a sincerely held religious conviction? Say if you wanted to start the Church of Karen and get people to opt out, could you do that? Is that possible?
I don't think it would be a sincere religious belief. Not that there would be anything wrong with having a church with my name on it.
I follow you.
No, yeah, it would have to be legitimate. But again, the accommodation has to be something that's only a little bit of a problem. Like, for instance, a headscarf. And, you know, listen, if it doesn't interfere with your work, the employer has to accommodate you wearing the headscarf. But if it's something that would impact and impair the employer's ability to do work and make the workplace dangerous, which it's conceivable that you could say that if someone is not vaccinated, that if that endangers the workplace, then I think the employer is going to win this one.
You know, so many questions on this, and we can save most of them for another time, but I do want to ask you about businesses, airlines. I'm trying to think of all the different places that might say, hey, we want you to show proof that you've had this vaccine before we'll allow you to board, before we'll allow you to be part of our business or, you know, do anything. How far can those go?
I can see a time and place where we have vaccination passports, where if we want to fly on a particular flight and a particular airline, the airline could say, we're not going to give you this flight. We're not going to put you on the flight unless you have a passport that says that you've been vaccinated. I mean, I could almost see some concerts where you have to give proof that you're vaccinated. Because what happens if, let's just say, take a concert, right, and you've got thousands of people coming in and they're all infecting each other and there's going to be lawsuits. Well, what did that concert producer do to safeguard everybody? And the best thing to do is to make sure everyone's vaccinated. So yes, you may have a right not to get a vaccination, but you may not be able to go to certain places unless you have proof you were vaccinated. I could see that happening.
Like when you don't wear a mask, some businesses will say you can't come in, but I just think how far does that extend is an issue, because there's sort of something, if you have to carry an immunity passport, if your government requires that, I can see a whole host of issues with that, and that a lot of people might have a problem with that.
I think they are, but again, if you want to go to that concert, you don't have to go to that concert. You don't. And you don't have to go to that hairdresser, and you don't have to get on that flight. But if you want to, you may have to comply with rules. And I think that businesses are going to be uber careful and secure. On the other hand, businesses may say to themselves, I'm going to lose so much business in not allowing people, and I am going to take the risk of having lawsuits brought by letting people on who aren't vaccinated. So I think it's going to be a business decision and not necessarily a legal one.
Mm-hmm. That is interesting. It's a whole new world.
Very interesting.
Very, very interesting about this. Thank you. Thanks for weighing in. I'm so happy you had time for us today. Bye,
Take
Karen.
Care.